The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Doesn't it seem like the Christmas shopping season started weeks before Halloween, and now everyone's having a sale every single day? I don't know what the big deal is about Black Friday. All Fridays matter to me. That's the day of the week, every week, when we record the 3-hour Kim Komando Show that you can hear on over 400 great stations across the USA and on American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 different countries. Wow. For your listening pleasure, here's last weekend's Kim Komando Show. And when you get my show as a podcast, it's commercial free. I knew you'd like that. But commercials, well, that's how we pay the bills. So we have to charge a few dollars a month for the podcast. And between now and this Friday, you can save 40% because, hey, it's Christmas. We should have a sale too. Just use promo code CYBER40 when you sign up at GetKim.com. Okay, radio or not, the show starts now.
I know, I just sit back and I shake my head sometimes and I think to myself, okay, you know what? Maybe you should want like a purse for Christmas. And Ian will come up to me and say, you know, don't you want a scarf or something? I'm like, no, I really want this new GE light bulb. And he looks at me like, oh gosh, it's crazy. Yes, when I started thinking about what I want Santa to leave under my tree, I got excited, I know, about this new GE light bulb. It's an LED light bulb, but here's the deal. When the power goes out, which it does, let me tell you, whenever it rains in Arizona, we're going to lose our power. I'm not just talking about a monsoon, haboob, whatever you want to call about it. When it just rains in Arizona, I mean, our lights will go out. Or it seems like when we're in California, whenever the wind blows a certain way, or even if it doesn't blow, the power goes out there. So when this LED light bulb, when the power goes out, this is so smart. It turns into a flashlight. You just take the bulb out of the lamp and you have a flashlight that lasts for like 5 hours. That's like so super sweet. I mean, I would be so delighted to get this as a gift. Get it? Delight. Oh, it's yeah. Lighten up. Get it? All right. Welcome one and all to yet another hour of America's most beloved show about all things digital. Most trusted, the biggest, the best on over 400 top stations. We talk about living the best digital life ever. And also you can find us on American Forces Network Radio. It serves 375,000 American servicemen and women, 175 countries. And a special holiday greeting goes out to every one of you as well. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. I know you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And let me tell you about T-Mobile. I totally trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area. You're going to be so surprised because they are truly all over at T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Simply Safe for being a proud sponsor of the Kim Komando Show, because there's almost always a rise in break-ins during the holidays. It's why Simply Safe Home Security, they're having this huge holiday sale. You don't want to miss this. You can get 50% off any Simply Safe system. That's right. I said 50% off. At SimplySafeKim.com. Once again, that's SimplySafeKim.com. And also Life 360. It's the first ever family safety membership with plans that are truly designed for every milestone and every life stage. Start protecting your family with super advanced location, digital, and driving safety features today at Life360.com/Kim. You can try it for free. Once again, that's Life360.com/Kim. All right, now this is part of the show where I usually tell you about some interesting items that cross my screen. And maybe it's a new product from Apple that they stole from Samsung. Or maybe it's Google's newest attempt to make sure that they just squeeze every single last bit of data about you. Or maybe it's just a weird tech story. I don't know if you saw this one on TikTok. The gal's name is Shannon Doherty, and she has almost 200,000 followers. So it's pretty big. And she is explaining her newest holiday cooking hack. And she showed how it works in this video. Okay, holiday cooking hack. I mean, that's just got my attention right there. But the video, it's really kind of a weird thing. So what she does is she puts broccoli in a glass mason jar, and then she adds some water to the jar. She closes the jar up, and then she takes the jar, and then she puts it on the top shelf of her dishwasher. Okay, she doesn't only do this with broccoli. She does, like, carrots and potatoes. So the whole top shelf of the dishwasher is just loaded, like, with vegetables and mason jars. It's like, what's going on with here? She closes it, and then she puts the dishwasher on, I'm not kidding you, on a standard cycle. At the end, she opens the dishwasher. All that hot air comes out. Like, it's like, you always, you know how that does. You always get, like, a facial when that happens. And the vegetables are all fully cooked. I mean, it's bizarre. It's one of those things, like, just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should do it. Yeah, you can have a dishwasher without her. All right, on the heels of Black Friday that started in October, we've been talking about our favorite tech gifts. And if you have some extra cash laying around, last hour I did some more expensive gifts. Now, this hour, we're focusing on gifts between $1 and $200. Now, joining me here on the Kim Komando Show, and I told them both before they got into the studio, I said, come on, you got to break a lip. First of all, we have Ali Seligman. She's our Komando.com content queen, and she's in charge of every single thing that you see on the site. So from now on, now that you know Ali, if you ever want to complain about something that's on the site, you don't need to tell me. You could just tell Ali. And then also, Ben Bradley's on board. He's our trusty Komando.com news director. What I love about Ben is that he tells me some tech news that I missed, because I think he visits about, I don't know, 169, maybe 250 different news sites every day, so that this way we have Komando.com as the best source for tech news. So let's get started. You guys and gals, you're putting together all the content for Komando.com and all these shopping lists. So let's start with you, Ali. What would be a great gift that somebody could give that was under $200?
Let's start with smart home. So you mentioned getting the Echo Shows for your family. I think for my money, smart light bulbs are kind of the most magical smart home thing if you're new to the world. Philips is the Philips Hue starter kit. That's really kind of the good inroad for somebody who's new to this. It comes with four bulbs. Sorry, I'm going to set off smart speakers. It works with Alexa, the Apple Home, Google Assistant. It's $100, and just with your voice, you can dim the lights, turn them off. I can't tell you how many times I've been laying in bed, I realize the lights are on, and I can just say, Alexa, go to sleep. And all the lights in my house turn off.
And your husband goes, who's Alexa?
Her again? Yeah, I think this is just a great way to introduce someone to smart home in a really fun way that they're going to use every single day.
So you know what? You turn the lights off, you don't have to get your butt off the couch.
There it's you just, go. Lets me be a little lazier.
And you know what? And they're easy. You just take the bulb out, you put the bulb in, you fire up the app. And
they're so
it.
Easy to use, totally. So anybody can set them up, or part of the gift, you can help your family member or loved one set it up. That's always a nice thing to do. And I love that you can dim them. I'm always saying, you know, turn the light to 1% when I don't want anything bright. So I think that's a really great way to use them, too.
That's a good idea. Now, Ben, what do you have?
Well, let me start by saying I've had an iPhone for years, but I only jumped on the bandwagon a few months ago and got AirPods, which I don't know how I lived without them. I got the AirPods Pro. I love them.
And wired or wireless?
Wireless charging.
Yes.
And if somebody has those on their list, it's worth the extra money going for the Pro. Just for the noise cancellation that the basic AirPods don't have, the spatial audio, which is kind of this virtual surround sound. You can even change out the ear tips, which you can't adjust that on the basic iPods. And right now, I wish I would have waited. They're cheaper than they ever have been. And you can pretty much get them any given day over the past month for just under the $200 mark.
See, now, the thing about AirPods, and because, I have them, and Ian has them. And so the other day, Ian and I were in the kitchen, and Barry comes in, and he started talking, but neither one of us responded to him. And until finally he said, I don't know how you people will walk around like this with those damn AirPods in, and now we can't have a conversation. And I'm like, we were just listening to you. We didn't give us a chance to respond. We are totally hearing everything. See, so it gets like, you know, so for people who aren't used to it, they may think that when you have them in that you can't hear exactly what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, my wife wishes I would have bought the basic pair, because there have been a few times she's told me complete stories and I missed it. So,
but see, now you can blame it on the AirPods.
Right, right.
It wasn't because I wasn't listening, honey.
Just hold the button and go to transparency mode. So that's all you have to do.
All right, what do you got next, Al?
If I could make my dream Christmas wish list, I might put on there, you know, an extra 8 hours of sleep in a week. You can't really give extra sleep, but you can help someone wake up and go to sleep earlier. I have one of these. It totally works. It's called, this is a mouthful, the Philips Smart Sleep Wake Up Light. It simulates the sunrise and the sunset. So this is awesome, especially if, you know, maybe you're on the East Coast where it's gray the entire day during the winter. It's like a sunrise in your room and it helps you wake up. It really does work. This thing is awesome. It's more expensive than your regular alarm clock. It's about $150. It does all the regular alarm clock things too. So you can connect your phone to it and play music. It's got snooze, everything else. But this thing really does work. It helps you feel awake when
you're supposed to be awake.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can, there are all these, you know, different customizable settings, 25 different light settings. So it can be not too bright for your room or for your house.
Well, you know, and so many people now, because everybody's all stressed out because what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is something that I think a lot of people really like. Great idea. What do you have next, Ben?
Okay, well, some might consider this a little boring because TVs have gotten almost cliche, but they've also never been cheaper. You can get, this one I'm talking about is a 43-inch 4K Insignia TV, and what makes it better is that it has Amazon Fire TV streaming built in. So you don't need a separate box. You can, you know, automatically load up Netflix, Hulu, well, whatever you pay for those different apps. And it, because it's 4K, it's got a sharp picture. Now, this one right now, you get around $200. So it's great if, you know, the kids are looking for an upgrade in their room, or, you know, maybe your parents are looking for a better TV for the living room and it's not too complicated, because the Fire TV is actually pretty easy to use from a UI standpoint.
And UI being the user interface. Yes. Because those of us in the know, we knew that. But there was somebody listening right now, Ben, that went, is that like a 200 megahertz or something like that? I got to make sure I got that UI. That's what I need with that TV. All right. You guys stay right there because we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more gifts, because I know that you have a lot more on your list. And again, if you missed anything, I just want to remind you that you can see all the entire lists and even more than what we're talking about here. We're just giving you the highlights on the show over at commando.com. So stay right where you are. We got that. And, of course, your phone call is still to come. And our DIY security tip you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, we're spending some time on this holiday weekend to talk about the best tech gifts. And if you're just joining us, on the air with me right now is Allie Seligman. She is our commando.com content queen. So when you see all those great stories, it's Allie. And when you don't like a story, well, it's Allie too. And then Ben Bradley is our trusty news director over at commando.com. And Ben, how many different news sites? I mean, I always say you go to like 192 sites every day. Is that close?
That's probably on an average day, yeah.
So if you're ever wondering what's happening with tech news, you don't have to go anywhere else other than commando.com. And when you're there, make sure that you sign up for our breaking news tech alerts. And you can do that by signing up over at commando.com/subscribe. So we've been spending some time this hour talking about gifts between $100 and $200. And the next hour, we have gifts under $100. So, Allie, what's up next?
Some of the most sought-after gifts this year are the new PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox. The bad part is, one, they're almost impossible to find, right, and they're super expensive. So I found a really cool console where you can go the retro route. It's handheld. It's called the OZS Retro Game Console. Best part, it comes preloaded with 2,500 different games.
Ooh, wait, 2,500 games?
Yeah, so it runs emulators of all the old systems. So old Nintendo games, Dreamcast, PlayStation, Sega. So you can play all those games that you grew up playing. This is great for somebody who, you know, played games in the 80s or the 90s. Really nostalgic and fun, handheld, and it's only $100.
What's the screen look like?
It's 3.5 inches. It's pretty good quality. You know, it's not going to be some crazy OLED beautiful screen like you'll find on a new machine, but it gets the job done.
But $100.
$100.
And you know what? Keeps that person busy for a really, really long
time.
Really long
exactly.
Time. All right. How about you, Ben?
Well, if you know somebody who doesn't have a Bluetooth speaker by now, that's a great gift. They're better than they ever were. They're portable. They've got batteries that last. And this JBL Charge 4 is one of the best I've seen. You can get it any color, so no matter who's on your list, they have the color for it. You can take this one, you know, it's rugged, so you can take it to the pool. You can kick it in the pool. It's waterproof. You can take it camping, hose it down, whatever. They're just durable, and it lasts 20 hours on a charge.
20 hours?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So it says. Now, the other nice thing about it is you can actually connect a couple devices. So, you know, if you've got a phone and, you know, your wife wants to connect their phone, you can easily switch back and forth between who's got control of what's playing. So,
or you could just take control.
That's true.
Because,
that's
know,
true.
Or, you know,
or think you have, yes. But that's hovering around the $120 mark on sale right now.
So you said a lot of colors. I mean, is it like, you know, blue and pink and purple and...
They've got the basics. You know, the red looks really sharp. Looks really nice. But last time I looked, you know, they had the primary colors, but it looked like they had a few that were a little more on the out there.
Something different. So that's $120?
Right.
That's a good price. All right, Allie, what do you have?
This is a little on the geeky side. 3D printers, they are easier to use and more affordable than they've ever been. You can get a really good 3D printer for just about $200. I am recommending the Creality Ender 3. My husband has this one, and he's bought it as a gift for someone. It has everything you'd want. It comes pre-assembled, so you have to do a little assembly, but you don't have to build this thing from scratch, which is, you know, you have to be really precise with a 3D printer. It heats up fast. This, I think, is the best feature. If you lose power, you can resume your print.
Oh, nice.
So if anybody has tried 3D printing and you're, you know, 4 hours into a 10-hour print, your power goes out, you know the pain of that. So this one will start right back up. This is really good for maybe you got a really smart kid in your family who wants to get into this, or a tinkerer who needs a new hobby.
So what does your husband use it for?
Well, he makes really handy little things around the house. So he's made, you know, custom cord organizers and, you know, shelves for things or stands. He's made all kinds of cool stuff.
And what's nice is that you can just get these, you just download the plans.
Yep. Instructables is a really good site for that. You can find plans for just about anything.
And how much is that?
It is $200.
You know what? That's actually, I know somebody who I think might like that.
There you go.
All right, Ben, you're our Santa's elf next. What do you have?
All right. So remember digital picture frames. They never really went away. Well, now you've got them where they're not hard to use. It used to be you have to plug them into a computer or email. Well, the NixPlay 10-inch smart digital picture frame, $180, kind of swings a little lower than that. You buy this, and it's 2020, so you may not be seeing your loved ones as much as it is. And you download this app, and you can basically, just in seconds, upload pictures from your phone, wherever you are, straight into this frame.
And other people can too, right?
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
You can set up a family network.
And how much is this?
$180.
You know, these are all, you guys, I say guys, but you know what I mean, did a wonderful job in pulling together these between 100 and 200. Now, you're going to come back in the next hour. We have under $100 gifts. So if you're on a budget, you don't want to miss that. Hey, you want to stay right where you are. Coming up is our DIY security tip, and we have more of your phone calls.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Couple things I want to pass along. First of all, if you have a Google Drive account, just want to let you know that it used to be that you can just keep everything in the trash indefinitely. Well, coming soon in a couple of weeks, Google is going to be emptying the trash automatically for you every 30 days. So if you think you're being super smart and sneaky and you're hiding documents in the trash, which a lot of you do, I know that you do, so that somebody just looking doesn't look in the trash, just know that in a couple of weeks, every 30 days, into the intergalactic bit bucket it goes. And a few months ago, Ford officially announced the all-electric F-150 pickup truck was on the way. Well, this isn't the hybrid F-150 coming out next year. This is a fully electric model set to release in mid-2022. Not a lot of details, but they just announced this past week a $700 million investment into a Michigan manufacturing plant where it's going to be built. So dual electric motors that will not only bring it in line with existing gas-powered models, go well beyond faster acceleration, according to Ford, more horsepower and more torque than any F-150 before. This is why I wanted to bring it up. The truck can serve as a portable generator to power your various gadgets while you're camping or, say, it's being used on some type of job site. That's a really neat party trick, isn't it? Tesla's upcoming Cybertruck has been touted as able to do the same. It's set to release just a few months earlier than just the all-electric F-150. All right. This past week, I watched a tech movie. And I have to tell you, I normally don't like to watch any movies that have to do with technology or even like any real documentaries, because quite often when I look at the movies, it's like, there's a hacker in a hoodie trying to hack a computer using the password. Like, that's really innovative. Or maybe it's something like The Social Network that glorifies Mark Zuckerberg, and we all know that's not the truth. Well, what about something called The Social Dilemma? It's really big on Netflix right now. And we were kind of thumbing through Netflix, and I said, you know, I wonder what it's about. Thinking, I'll just give it like 5 minutes or 10 minutes of my time before I just say, you know what? This is the biggest pile of garbage that I've ever heard in a long time. Well, after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes, after 30 minutes, Ian and Barry and I were watching it and finding ourselves pausing the movie and talking about, wow, that's some really big stuff right there. So this past week, we got a hold of the PR folks over at Netflix, and they were kind enough to set up a time for me to speak with Jeff Orlowski. He's the director of this, I guess you'd call it not really a film or a movie, it's really a docudrama, and it's free on Netflix. It's called The Social Dilemma. Now, this past week, as I mentioned, I had a chance to speak with Jeff, and I want to just give you just a snippet of the conversation right here, right now, and then let you know that there's almost a 40-minute plus conversation that you can listen to outside. But hey, Mike, why don't we just take a listen right now? So the tracking, I don't think a lot of people realize, and I'm sure you know this, is that when you are signed into Facebook, okay, and you just leave it signed in, and you go about your business, and you start doing your email, and you're having Zoom calls, or whatever it may be, is that the tracking now continues because you left Facebook open. When you were putting this film together, did you come across any number? Because I'll tell you the number that I saw, but I'm just curious about what number you saw. How many different data points do you think a company like Facebook has on an individual?
Yeah, I forget the exact numbers. I think I heard something like 26,000 data points per person. I'm not sure if you had a number that you'd seen. I'm not positive on that one.
Yeah, the number that I saw, which isn't far off when you think about it, I think it was like 29,000, so which is, you know, basically in the same ballpark. But I didn't, you know, when I saw that number the first time, I was thinking, I didn't know that I had 29,000 data points on myself, right? I mean,
right. Like, any website that has a Facebook-like button on it, so I'm not saying not that you've clicked on it, but if there is a Facebook like button on the website that is available for you to click, is being tracked and fed back to Facebook as a data point around, oh, so-and-so visited this website. Maybe they're interested in this. And it's being added to your digital profile, your digital model. And that's what's being used to target you. And to create this sort of reverse engineered model of who you are or who your digital self is. You know, in the film, we have this narrative storyline that unfolds. And one of the big things that we try to bring to life with that is this concept of a digital avatar for each and every person on the planet, that they have collected and created a model of us that they're also testing on a regular basis, that they are actually actively testing to see, will this work on you? Will that work on you? Maybe this will work. Maybe, oh, you expressed interest in this. Maybe this other content is similar. And at the same time, they're testing you in comparison to other people that are similar. So, oh, because you liked this particular thing, there are 38,012, you know, people who liked that thing as well. Maybe you'll like this other thing that those other people liked, and maybe we can get you to buy this other thing. This is why, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Facebook's listening with their microphone. They're not actually listening with their microphone. The truth is actually scarier in that they have built a model of you that is so accurate that they know the things that you're going to be thinking about and talking about. And they can show you things that they have a high predictability that you're going to engage with. That's frightening to me. Like, that's a mind-boggling. They have created this parallel universe where they have these digital puppets of all of us, and they're testing against all of us. And once again, this entire infrastructure is not built to make society function better. It's not built to increase civil discourse. It's not built for our needs as human beings. It's built around a business model. It's built around, how do we leverage this information to be able to sell you more stuff, or to get you to spend more time, or to get another advertisement in front of you? And it could be selling you a physical product, actually, or it could be an idea. And this is where we've really seen these platforms that were designed with good intent, but have been manipulated by malicious actors. We have a line in the film. Roger McNamee says, he basically says, Russia didn't hack Facebook, they just used it. And we're seeing that exact game plan repeated now in our upcoming election.
And see, that's just a snippet of a 40-minute conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, and I really would encourage you to do so, make sure that you get our podcast. And our podcast is under Tech You Should Know. That's the title of the podcast. Of course, it's Kim Komando. So if you search for Komando, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, you name it, is that it'll pop up. This is one of those podcasts that you're going to listen to. And it kind of goes behind the scenes of the movie. And because in this film, he has people like the president of Pinterest to come out and say, here's why we do this. Here's why this button is there. Somebody from Google, the aesthetics design person and an ethics person who's supposed to like make sure that you are staying as long as possible. So if you're doom scrolling, what else can we put right there so that you just keep scrolling again, or you scroll again and scroll again? It's just a fascinating conversation. I think it's one of our best podcasts that we've done in a really long time. So wherever you get your podcasts, just make sure that you get it this weekend. Tech You Should Know, Kim Komando, and you can search for either one. And then if you like it, and I'm sure you will, and I'm sure you're going to be shocked by some of the things that you hear in this podcast about social media, I want you to share it on your social media feed. So that this way, more people are aware of what's really going on and how they're getting their news and why news is being curated and why they are seeing certain things. And it's not just certain products. It's really, really quite fascinating. All right, it's time now for our digital life hack. And every week we put one of those together for you. And this week, everybody has done at least one Google search on their name. But maybe you didn't do it the right way. Maybe you haven't done it in a long time. And so what I'd like you to do, because scams are on the increase like crazy and social engineering is becoming more prevalent, is I want you to really, truly know what's online about you. And then later on in the show, we're going to tell you how you can remove what's online about you, whether it's your house on Google Maps or whether it's a reference of you at some particular website that you would rather not have there. So let's start with actually finding everything that's online. Your first step is to Google your name, but I want you to put your name in quotes. And so, like, for example, sometimes if you look up me, I know I can't believe it myself, is that Kim Kardashian will pop up ahead of me. How did that happen? Well, it's all in the butt, right? Anyway, start using exact phrases to weed out results. Number two is I want you to look at some pictures. And if you go to Google image search, you can see various pictures of yourself. And if an image has no text on it or any identifying information, if you click on that, you'll normally end up over at the website. Next, I want you to run a search for your past and current email addresses and all your phone numbers, because this way, if you ever signed up for a discussion board or forum, you might have some comments that are popping up. And also run a search on your social media account names, and so that this way you see, again, exactly what's out there. Now, to keep track moving forward, you can also search for, you can set up Google Alerts. So anytime your name is mentioned, you're going to get an automatic notification from Google. It's actually quite handy. And so we have links to all of this and how you can set up those Google Alerts, as well as some other sample, I guess you say, search phrases that I would like you to use when you're Googling yourself over at Komando.com. So just go to KOMANDO.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a link that says Kim Show, and you'll find the link to everything you need right there. All right, still to come this hour, there's a payment app scam that's spreading like wildfire. I'm going to tell you all about it. We'll take more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Steve in Lafayette, Indiana. And you know what, Steve? You know what's interesting about Lafayette, Indiana?
What's that?
Is that my niece lives in Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She went to Purdue, and she has her nurse practitioner.
She went. Oh, okay.
So it's like big Purdue land over there for her and her family. Yay.
Yeah. Well, what I'm calling you about is I'm looking for a device that I can download a podcast on.
Okay.
I don't want to use my phone because I'm at work. I want to use something, you know, separate.
Okay, that's not a problem. And what kind of podcast do you listen to? And let me give you a hint. One of them should be Kim Komando, just saying.
Okay, yes. And, well, like history and some true crime and some life coaches and stuff like that.
Okay, well, you know, the good news is that you don't need to spend a lot of money for anything.
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with an MP3 player, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, so that's really what we're going to get. Hey, Mike, I'm just curious. An hour-long podcast, an audio podcast, Is it like 25 megs right now? What is that encoded at?
Yeah, it's about 30 megs, and you could go 64K.
And that's obviously mono?
Mono 44.1, yes.
Okay, and then what if you wanted to go stereo?
That would double it.
Just double it,
yep.
That's it?
Okay. Yep.
All right, so those are your numbers that you're looking at per podcast, all right?
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. so say 30 megs for an hour. And, you know, 60 megs for stereo, which most podcasts are done in mono because you don't really need that full fidelity because you're just dealing with audio voices. And so just with the voice
track,
you don't need anything. So when you start looking at these things, the other thing that's kind of handy is that they will sync up with your podcast player. And so, so even though, you know, obviously the MP3 player is going to be offline, what you're going to do is plug it into your computer and whatever podcast player that you're doing. It'll sync up and download those files directly on, okay?
Okay.
So the big thing sounds like with you is that we want to make sure that the battery's going to last for, you know, longer than 2 or 3 hours, right? So while you're on a shift. Which, if you look at a couple of names, there's one called SanDisk. I don't know if you remember SanDisk. They've been around forever. And they make something called the Clip Jam, and it has 18 hours of playback, and it's only $30. But let me tell you something. That's the cheap one. If you want to spend a little bit more, you get the one that's $60 from SanDisk, and you get an LED screen so you can see exactly what's going on, which is really handy.
Okay.
And then you also get an FM radio. So if for some reason you run out of stuff to listen to on your podcast, then that would be something that you might want to take advantage of. Now, there's a big hot seller on Amazon that is a name that I don't recognize. It's like MIBOA, MyBoa or something like that. And, you know, it's $40 and you know, a lot of people are saying like this was better than any type of SanDisk. But when you look at it, it doesn't sound like it's a big difference. But the SanDisk that I recommended is about a half an ounce. This one is like 5 ounces. And again, something's not a big difference, but you want to keep that in mind. But I think you get a better value overall. The sound quality on the SanDisk is going to be better. So that's why I'm recommending that one. Thank you so much for your call. And thanks now for being a subscriber to the Kim Komando Show podcast, because I was getting the feeling that that was not on your list the way that you were talking about it. Okay, listen to this story. This gal in Houston, she's using the peer-to-peer service called Cash App. And so she was receiving, she said, money from odd jobs like, you know, pet sitting and babysitting. Anyway, so all of a sudden she looks on her app and she gets a payment that's not hers. So she Googles the phone number to say, hi, I got this payment. It's not mine. It goes to somebody else. And then she got a scam phone number. And then they said, oh, we need to install the TeamViewer app on your phone. And so that this way we can see exactly where the money is. And in just a split second, they wiped out $6,000 in her account. Boom. Just like that. So the bottom line here is that if you're using Cash App, Zelle, anything else, PayPal, don't Google the phone number. Be super careful. And your always best bet is to do this by email, by going to their website and filling out a support ticket. Yes, a woman on the radio talking about tech. So much for stereotypes. But seriously, it's people like you that make this show possible, and we appreciate your support of our programming and our website. And if you learned a thing or three, keep it going. Just use promo code CYBER40, and you'll save 40% when you sign up at GetKim.com, and then you can get the show whenever you want. Plus, if you're a military, vet, service personnel, or senior or retired, you get some extra discounts too. That address is GetKim.com, promo code CYBER40, and you'll save 40%. GetKim.com, promo code CYBER40 to save 40%. And once again, from my home to yours, happy holidays and Merry Christmas.